This week marks the first trip to Cuba by a sitting U.S. president since the 1920s, but a lot of things need to happen before trade can be fully normalized with the Caribbean country. Many in agriculture see trade with Cuba as an opportunity to increase exports since the country lies just 90 miles from Florida and imports a good deal of its food. While there is hope that President Obama's trip to Cuba this week is a step toward normalized trade, American Farm Bureau Federation trade advisor Dave Salmonson says Congress will still need to act on the trade embargo.
The issues, of course, that inhibit full agricultural trade with Cuba are tied up with the embargo, with the lack of having direct financing, banking relationships, some of which is attempting to be addressed by some regulations, but really can't open fully until the embargo is gone.
Financial regulations also represent a barrier to trade with Cuba, but Salmonson says that's another issue tied up in the embargo.
But within the embargo, which covers direct relationships of banks, which really is fundamental to have direct letters of credit, which is what trade financing is all about, and is necessary to really for a long-term price competitive footing for selling our products into Cuba, that really is tied up with the embargo.
Salmonson also pointed out that Obama is traveling with a high-profile contingent of cabinet members and lawmakers.
I think with the trip showing there's several members of Congress going, cabinet secretaries, including Agriculture Secretary Vilsack, I think that's all pointing to the fact that there is a potential here for U.S. businesses of all kind, including agriculture, to do more with Cuba.
The topic of increasing trade with the country is not a new one. Obama announced intentions to normalize relations between the two countries in December of 2014. Discussion around lifting the embargo has had a heavy focus on Cuba's communist form of government. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.